Three, two, one. I always put a little pause at the start. Hello, everybody. I'm back. Ian Cath here. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful evening. I'm walking through the botanical gardens here in Brisbane. Maybe you can hear the birds, the kookaburras. The flying foxes are soaring overhead. I don't know if you have large bats wherever you are. Well, actually a mammal. They're not so much the little carnivorous bats that people have. You know, flying foxes are big fruit bats. Yeah, probably. Gee. Probably about a 600 mil wingspan, 800 mil wingspan. They're flying overhead in the dusk. The moon's rising. It's up, actually. Near full moon. And on these crystal clear winter days, the moon just looks so much bigger. It's really, really quite a beautiful night. As we get towards the end of August, and it's been exceptionally mild. I've mentioned this, we've had a really mild winter this year. If it's an indication of climate change and global warming, there's something going on. Very pleasant indeed. But that's not the reason I want to speak to you today. Danny Ware, Dennis Ayer. I follow on all the social networks. And on Audioboo recently, she mentioned about the importance of a good conversation technique. The technique whereby you engage with other people about their lives. Ask questions about themselves. She said that she's trying to instill this in her son, and it's something that her mother mentioned to her. And I've been mulling it over for the last few days. I agree with her completely. But one of the problems with all these social networks that we're on, Facebook, Twitter, Audioboo, Pinterest, doesn't matter which one, is it's a one-sided conversation. I'm talking to you, and I really am doing what I can to think that I am talking to you. I'm in your head, I'm in your earbuds. And trying to engage with you as though you had just asked me something, you know, about my day and what I've been thinking about. So I'm just answering that question. But you can't actually engage with me. You're passive. And how do we engage with people so that the conversation's less passive, I suppose? These are things that she was bringing up, even if maybe she didn't say it. When you're sitting across a table with somebody and you're talking to them, it's really easy to go, oh, yeah, your point is exact. I know this happened to me and I did this. And, yeah, I know what you mean, but what about that? You know, you can engage with people. But when it's a one-sided conversation like this, it's far more difficult. I've got a good friend, Adam, who's in Toronto. And Toronto, we say. He says Toronto. You've got to get the pronunciation right, haven't you, Adam? Toronto. He lives in Toronto. And we send MP3s to each other, a modern version of pen pals. We've spent time together when we were in Berlin. We were both in Berlin together last year, so we spent time together. And I met Adam through Twitter, way back in 07, I suppose, around about the same time as I connected with Danny. I've also met Danny in London. We had a lovely afternoon in the Science Museum and at the Serpentine, walking around the park there where the Serpentine is in Hyde Park. Is it Hyde Park? Correct me if I'm wrong, Londoners. Very few people in the social sphere I've actually met personally, but there are a few. Anyway, like I was saying, Adam and I, we send MP3s to each other and we have these conversations, and I've said to him many times that it's okay to ramble. It's okay for you to go off on a tangent because I know you well and I'm walking, listening to you as though I'm just standing there beside you, listening to you tell me a story. And I may not be engaging with you, but I am fully engaged with you. And the reason I'm fully engaged with him and what I'm trying to do with this Audioboo is to make the point that when you present an Audioboo, when you present audio, it's important to imagine you've been asked a question. Or if it's not so much that, imagine that you're telling a story. Something that's important. Something that engages you. Then he was wondering how to negotiate that. And I'd like to throw down a challenge to her. You've been involved in the past, Danny, with medieval role-playing, haven't you? I'd like to know a little bit more about that. There's my question to you. Why did you get into that? It seems odd to me. Why would you want to play certain roles? Why would you want to engage with costume? Why would you want to take part in, you know, I don't know, what you do? Do you have feasts? Do you have tournaments? Do people get out their swords and have battle each other and jousting matches? I don't understand what the whole medieval dress-up game's all about. I'd like to know a little bit more. And if I was with you right now, I could actually ask very specific questions based on what you might respond. But I'm not there with you. So I'm going to ask you to, if you take up this challenge, I'm going to ask you to try and imagine the questions that I would be asking and what I would be interested in, because they're the things I would be really keen to know. The one-sided conversation is not easy. And it's something I constantly work towards getting better at, to find things to speak about, to tell you, the listener, to make it interesting. Storytelling is a true craft, and I want to get better at it. I'm standing in the middle of the city gardens. It's gone dark. There's still a little bit of light in the sky. Venus is up there in the west, really bright at the moment. If I had a pair of binoculars, it'd probably be a full sphere, I'd imagine, it's so bright. There's a little bit of moisture in the air. You can feel that early evening dew starting to arrive, and the moon is blazing, absolutely blazing. About 20 degrees above the horizon in the east, and it is truly beautiful. It must be 20 degrees. I wish you were here. You'd probably really enjoy this evening. So, Dennis Ayer, tell me a story. And anybody else who might be listening to this, if you feel inspired, tell me a story. Tell me what you're passionate about. Imagine I'm there and I find something about you really interesting. What would that be for you to tell me about? Because you know something? I am interested.